Happy, happy New Year's Day. Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening, wherever you are. Good, whatever time of day it is. And oh my gosh, it's the first day of the year and we're on the air. Isn't that wonderful? So I've decided, my name is Veronica Entwistle, in case you just tuned in and you're surprised to be in Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I like to talk to guides and angels, and I like to hear what they have to say about what's going on in the universe right now, what's going on the planet. And we're always talking about if you change your energy, you can change your reality. A lot of us want to manifest these days. We've all heard The Secret, or at least when The Secrets came to town, we all finally tuned into them, and we know that we can manifest the reality we want. But sometimes it looks like a dog's breakfast out there. The paradox and the polarities are really extreme right now. Energies are moving extremely fast. And I want you to call in about your life and let's see if we can do some rebirth, meaning it's the first of the year. So let's see if we can do some clearing out of what's going on in your subconscious that may prevent you from aligning yourself with the magnificent manifestations that you desire. So what we're going to do is a lot of exercises, meditation. We're going to do vibrational healing structures that can help you protect yourself against the collective fields that are very turbulent. They're not always turbulent, but the collective is that soup that we're all living in that we can barely tell that we're in, from which we extract many thoughts and feelings, not necessarily by conscious choice. And also we all have a profound and almost infinite subconscious that Jackie Salvitti is working with every Thursday night these days, and I'm assisting her, or I'm there to balance out the show and play with her. And so we know a lot about the depth of the subconscious. So here you want to manifest, and you think that you're visualizing and creating the world you want, but what's in your belly area? What's in your subconscious that came from you, your millions and millions of years of the soul journey, your family's lineage, the pains that you take on from other people? That's the stuff that really bankrupts our visualizations and our manifestations. So we're going to do some rebirth, as I started to say. We're going to do some house cleaning and see if we can access, clear some of the dynamics of our subconscious energy. So let's get at it. The first thing I'd like us all to do is clear the space around us. So let's call in, let's call in the violet flames. Saint Germain's gift to us was an energy clearing tool, which many of us use. Saint Germain was an ascended being who certainly made a difference as far as radiance on the planet goes. He was a paradigm shifter, but I haven't channeled him, so I don't know how to interview him quite yet for my show later. So let's call in the violet flame and have it burning and growing and burning and growing in every corner of your room, your office, wherever you are right now. Have a violet flame burn and grow and burn and grow in the corners. And as it burns and grows, it transforms all the leftover thoughts and feelings, raising frequency. You can really feel it happen. And as it grows and burns, see it building up and building up, and then have all those violet flames begin to go in a circle around your room, perhaps to the right. And they're going to dance round and round in a circle. They look like something out of Walt Disney. Round and round in a circle, and they're going to get brighter and brighter and brighter and bigger until they join one another in the center of the room and become an amazing bonfire. You can hear it crackling. You can feel its heat. You can perhaps feel its buzz through your body. And go ahead and jump in this bonfire and twirl round and round and watch those deep inner frequencies transform and raise your own frequency. You're clearing your room right now so that you can do some great rebirth stuff. Good, and now I'd like you to come back into center and then take that violet flame up through the soles of your feet and have it pulse and burn and pulse and burn all through your feet until your toes tingle. And the feet, of course, hold understanding, and have it pulse and burn through the ankles. And through the calves. The calves hold childhood pictures. We want to do rebirth. We want to scour our inner selves and our calves. yes, those childhood pictures that are maybe kind of holding us back with the reactions that attend these pictures, and you want to scour and scour and burn and burn and move that violet flame into your knees where you hold issues of fear, sensitivity, flexibility. You know what happens if our knees get weak? They drop. So our timidity and fear can be in the knees. And have the violet flame move up through the thighs, which hold our records of our support. The support on the right thigh is what kind of support you've received or believed about from the male, and the support on the left is what you believe about the female. So we're going to scour our thighs with the violet flame and have it dance and burn and dance and burn and move into our genital area with all the power issues that are there and the sharing issues that are there with our leftover stuff and fear. And move the violet flame into the belly area, turning and turning and burning and turning in the belly, which houses the subconscious, and we know that that's infinite. And the violet flame burns and burns through your intestinal tract, up through all the organs and the gallbladder and the spleen. Remember, the spleen has got a lot to do with what you empathize or who you empathize with. So you got to give that a really good scour. And the liver has all the leftover emotions, toxicities, angers, and so on. So you want to scour that really well. Burn, burn that liver. Deep fry it. Shouldn't have said that. You'll all be off with your frying pans. Frying pans are not good for you. And do the violet flame into your solar plexus. And that's your personal power center. Burn, burn all the reactiveness in your personal power center. I can actually feel it kind of burning in there. And have the violet flame move up through your lungs, which hold your grief, inherited grief, karmic grief, leftover stuff. And fill your chest and your heart with a violet flame. And let those bouncing densities that come through us from losses of love, gains from love, have it smooth out with the violet flame. This is some really important house cleaning. And you want to move the violet flame through the shoulders and down the arms into your fingers until they tingle. And the violet flames move back up the arms into the shoulders, and they dance and burn and dance and burn. All those areas of responsibility, you just toss them off your shoulders. The arms, incidentally, for those of you who don't remember this, are how we give and receive love. It's a very good idea to clear those on a regular basis, because as we grow, we love better. And as you clear out your heart, you're more courageous about sharing what you've got there. So then we scour the chest with the violet flame and move up in through the throat. The throat, where we synthesize wisdom out of everything we've ever experienced. And you move the violet flame up and down through the neck, which is where you format consciousness of self. Who are you? That so often is in a state of change, and the violet flame burns and grows through the neck, burns and grows and burns and grows, and moves up into your head. And the violet flame dances round and round in your head. And I want you to hold it right in the center of your brain. And right in the very center of your brain, that violet flame becomes very tiny and very intense, almost like a white purple. And then as you watch it sitting in there, it's a tiny, bright, white flame. Let it grow, 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 till it fills the entire brain and all the convolutions of the brain, and moves right through the brain out to the skull. Excellent. Way out to the skull. Can you feel it pushing against your face even? And have it move to the edge of your skull and then move beyond the skull, so it begins to frame your head at an inch of depth, and maybe two and three. Good. And that violet light begins to surround your head. You can even stretch it maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 inches. And now you shoot the violet light way up through the top of your head and up into the great central sun, and then have it drop back down and wrap round and round and round your body, round and round and round your body. And you've cleared yourself out. We're ready to do some big work today. So what did you all do for New Year's last night? Did you ritualize? Did you watch? Did you do fireworks? Did you have fun? Did you actually party down? Did you meditate? What did you do? Now, today we're going to actually have an awful lot of fun today, because at 5 o'clock we're having an interview with Bashar. Bashar is a really amazing channeled being. He's a multidimensional character. what is the goal of all that we're doing is becoming more and more light and high frequency and becoming able to shift dimensions, to time travel, to move out of our bodies, to know about, you know, life like ETs, to know about life beyond the third dimension, to be able to work with and interpret and create relationship with beings that are not on this planet and so on. So it's a special gift, being this being a very, very dynamic year. My guides have been saying this is an extremely dynamic year of huge and dramatic changes. And as such, I thought it was a wonderful idea to present our pre-taped interview of Bashar when Bob and I were in L.A. probably a month ago, and had an appointment with him, which was really exciting. And then he agreed to do an interview for you all. So that's going to be fun to actually get a point of view from wonderful E.T. hybrid. He's a hybrid human E.T. being who's also a being from the future. Now, here's the other thing that we always hear about is that everything exists right now. All of reality exists right now. And one of the ways of accessing is to sit in the now, to be in the now, and to always bring yourself back into the center of the now. And what happens in your body when you do that? For me, I feel this incredibly wonderful buzz, being in the now. And we're going to talk about Bashar and what he talks about. And one of the first things he says is being in the now. Have you heard that before? So what we're going to do is talk to you today about what's going on with you. And we're going to do clearing exercises and guide some of our rebirth activities. So I'll give you the numbers. The toll-free numbers are, in the U.S., 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. 5227, and then from Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and then the direct line, 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. I'd love you to call in, but I'd like to have people who haven't called very often. Some of you have called a great deal, and I'd like to open the lines to people that maybe haven't called. I don't say you have to be a first-time caller, but some of you haven't called much at all and say you can't get through, so let's give them a chance. So as we do our rebirth, let's see, we're talking about house cleaning, and we're talking about detox. What is detox? That always makes me think of vegetable juices, dietary changes, lots of water, lemon juice, and herbal cleansing, and that is helpful. And we're going to have a caller first, but right after, yeah, we'll talk more about detoxing energetically after this caller. Good afternoon and Happy New Year. You're on the air.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, Veronica.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and Bob.
Thank you.
Well, I heard you had a pre-recorded tape you had with Bashar.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'll have to listen to that next hour.
Yeah, he's going to be on at 5. Yeah, I'm very excited about it because it's wonderful. It's just wonderful stuff.
Yeah, it gives it's a great way of showing a different perspective on how they see the world and view us. That's neat.
And we need to find ways of interacting with these beings, and he's a wonderful place to start
yeah.
for some of us. Do you have a question, Brian?
Yeah, I was just wondering what you see around me, what energies you see around me or beings today.
Okay, we're talking about rebirth today and detox, and I'm saying to you that you actually have a lot of transformative energy, but you've got kind of a darker field sitting in your belly area on the right side, and I want to say it has to do with self-doubt and some kind of archetypal authority issue. Does that make sense to you?
Hmm. Yeah, in a way.
In what way?
Well, I don't know if it's like kind of is it kind of like maybe relationships?
I wanted to go underneath that a little bit and say it appears to be, and you can correct me here, but it appears to be deeper. It's very subconscious, and it has a lot to do with actually the male. And it has to do with talking about paradigm shifting, it has to do with needing to shift the paradigm of what the male archetype really is. So I get this kind of depression around it and a little sadness about what you're supposed to be as a male. And
yeah, it's like kind of going beyond, I guess, the scenarios of today's world of, like, the men are the hunters and gatherers and the women stay home and do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's breaking free from what is my true purpose. You know what I mean?
It's very interesting when you say it that way, what is my true purpose? A lot of people really object to people wanting to look for that, don't they?
Yes.
And so I want to say to you, when I look at your belly, I say, there's a deep male archetypal aspect that says you don't have the right. There's some training in you that says you don't really have the right to break out of the box, to break out of the mold, and that to be a good male, you can't do that. And there's a really soft sadness in that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it seems like past lifetimes.
It sure is past lifetimes.
Yeah.
But where do our archetypes come from, everybody? They come from perhaps millions of years. Who knows? And it's certainly they have a definition which is related to various a poignant definition which is related to some parts of history as well. So I see that you have been trained to believe or accept a way of being a good, reliable male, and that image is kind of crashing in you and feeling very sort of sad and frustrated that you, A, can't measure up to it, B, you don't want to measure up to it because you have a different role to play, and C, there isn't much recognition for the different role yet, so it's very hard to be released.
Yeah, it seems like it's the fear of becoming or being powerful.
I think that's very true, and I think also the fear is of not, look at this one, of not fitting in anymore and being all right not fitting in.
Yeah.
And we're maybe saying the same thing with a slightly different assortment of words. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Is there a deep fear that you might lose everything if you don't fit in?
I guess it's the fear of not accomplishing something great in my life.
Okay, I want you to sit with that. I want everybody at home to go in, let me see now, how to phrase this so everyone can go into it as well.
Yeah.
To me, it's a lot to do with the archetype of what the good male, responsible male is of some sort.
Mm.
And the power thing is slightly different. Because I'm getting this kind of sadness about wanting to, this is kind of interesting. The guide says wanting to step out of an archetypal imprint in the subconscious and not knowing how to get out of it.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes more sense.
Yeah, and so it combines itself with power, with goals, mm-hmm. with drives, with ambition, with all of those things, but it doesn't fit the mold anymore.
It's like I'm wondering how. Is it through meditation? Is it a trigger that's released from the subconscious? Do I need to be kind of hypnosis for me? Do I need to take a hypnosis session? You know what I mean? Something
I
that can break
a,
that bond.
I think that's a really good idea. Talk about bond, the guides used to always talk about how we have bonding or bondage.
Yes.
And this is when we talk about the subconscious, you know, that it is kind of bondage when it runs us. Subconsciously for maybe a million years, right?
Yes.
So let's call up. Let's do some magic. Let's do some energy work on the belly. And let's do it on the archetype of the male. Because I think, and I could be wrong about this, but I think right across the board, we're all trying to release that old archetype.
Yes.
What would you say?
Yes, I do.
There may be some people who love it. So don't do the exercise with us if you love it. But I think a lot of us, and especially a lot of the men I know, but even we women are trying to release the old male patriarchal model.
Yeah.
And the archetypal influence that's kind of jarring for a lot of people right now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's call up everybody, wrap yourselves in light, because remember, when we do these exercises, you're on the radio, I'm on the radio, but you can pick up each other's. You can pick up Brian's energy or Bob, who's sitting beside me. You can pick all that up, and we won't try and decide who can do what. So just wrap yourself in light and give yourself a sweet little cocoon there. And then call up in your body, mind, or I'm asking the angels to come in, and you can call in your own angels and higher self as well. And let's wrap ourselves in light, and then call up in your body all the energy that comes from the archetype, the male archetype in your body, mind. Now, I'm a girl person, but I can sure feel it. And I don't know what you... What do you feel, Brian, when you call it up?
Just a lot of heat in my solar plexus.
Oh, good. So it's your power center, huh? Let's just keep calling it up and exaggerate it. Yeah. Now, what's happening in your feet?
Just a little tingling.
Okay, and exaggerate it again. Anywhere it is in your body, people at home, anywhere it is in your body, bring it up. Okay. Good. Flex your jaw, Brian. Yeah. Now let's ask for help from our guides and angels and say, you can say something simple like this, okay, take it. I'm done with this one. Take it.
Just take it.
Yeah. Or you can say, I command total release of it, whichever works for you, or maybe both.
Out loud?
Yeah, if you want to.
That makes me feel more powerful. So
well, and
there goes that maleness again.
What's interesting to me is, as you speak of power, you see, there's so much about power that we all need to understand. So as we command total release, I want you to swish your body with light. I call it the light gargle, like blah, 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 blah. Swish your body with light. Make sure you've cleared those vestiges out. And now, before we're actually finished, we're calling up all the energy of power in your body, mind. Power. Yeah. Now, you see, there are huge conflicts in that. Because I'll tell you, I want you to hold power in your body, mind. Just really exaggerate it. Because here's the deal, is that you see it, it's pressing on certain parts of your body. You feel that?
It seems like it's not meant to be held. It's more like to be shared.
Okay. It seems to me to be pressuring your chest, is it?
Yeah, right in the center.
Okay. Just keep exaggerating all the energy that comes from power, because that word is loaded, meaning that a high end of that word is it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. To have the power of who you really are and your spirit self as well. Oh, my goodness, we'll radiate and we'll just be a great contributor on the planet and elsewhere, right? But the power that we use to defend ourselves and so on creates all kinds of problems, right? And to run our lives. So when I look at you, we're calling up power, there are conflicts there. And I'm saying, just call up the conflicts. It's just energy. It's just, there it goes. So you've kind of cleared something out. Can you feel that? You changed something inside. Are you there?
Yeah, it feels lighter.
It does. To me, it went...
It feels lighter. The heart feels lighter. It doesn't seem so burdened.
Okay, good. Because it's the conflicts that are our problems. The purification, the house cleaning, and the rebirth aspect are going to free us to radiate a real, authentic kind of power into the world. Not power over, not domination.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And so I feel this, that, and I'll have to say goodbye to you because this is quite long, but I feel that you're coming to a time where you're going to express your real self, and it's not unusual to have to step out and shake your boots, shake all the stuff off your boots as you step out of certain archetypal imprints from the subconscious.
Yeah,
and you can
true.
Do this. But I'll tell you what also, Brian, you probably have to be vigilant. You probably have to do it more than once.
Yeah, it seems like this is going to take some time, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, and how long has it been there? Maybe a million years. So, but I'll tell you something else, too, ladies and gentlemen at home, as well as Brian. That impacts your intimate relationships because you're really pulling the plug on a kind of a subconscious fusion between two people.
Yes.
And even if it isn't good or bad, it's not that we're doing that kind of assessment right now. You're pulling out of it, and that's going to disrupt your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And she's probably going to be upset with you and all of that. We won't go into that because we've spent a long time now. But many blessings, and keep going on your rebirth.
Yes, thank you so much, Veronica. And just like I said, Happy New Year, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that's really interesting. We were talking detox before Brian's call, and detox means detoxification, and a lot of us are being run by, as I said earlier, subconscious stuff that just runs our thinking. So we're trying to program for this amazing, high, radiant life, and what's in the subconscious wants to run, too, because it's already like a computer program. It's just going to run anyway, isn't it? So again, the detox process here, the energy release process, the energy detox process is bringing up, calling it up. And don't be afraid to, because some of that stuff is really ucky. But when you call it up and feel it and command total release, it doesn't stay ucky. Well, goody, we have another caller. Good afternoon, good evening, and Happy New Year.
Is this Veronica?
Yes, it is.
Veronica, this is David.
Hi, David. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Happy New Year to you.
Good, and you too.
Thank you. I just have a simple question.
Oh, good.
I'm in construction. Should I be looking for another a job this year, or am I safe where I am?
You're safe where you are for a little while, but you know what I think, David, is you're going to have an opportunity come to you that's going to surprise you, probably around April or so.
When would that happen?
I said probably around April or so.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why. It's just out of the blue. Boing! There you are. It looks like you're going to take another job.
Oh, so I should just stay where I am right now.
I would. They're undergoing some difficulties amongst their leadership or something, hey?
Yes.
And so you just got to be quiet and keep going. Are you part of the owners?
No, I work real close with the owners.
So you know that there's something going on, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, so the guides are suggesting that you just stick to your guns right now and be aware that the turmoil is yours. And I don't know when the other job's coming. I'm not good at time, but it looks like March or April.
All right.
All righty? And Happy New Year to you, and have fun.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bonnie.
Okay.
Bye.
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 It's really interesting because they're talking detox. He's talking about a job and a job change. I guess that's the kind of a detox, too, because if you're working in situations, I mean, what is it you want to create this year? If you're working in situations that you're really not happy with, and we're talking about Bashar, he's saying, follow your bliss. That's his favorite line, follow your bliss. And those of you who study with Abraham, they're always saying, follow your rockets of desire. Follow your rockets of desire. So it's pretty funny we're talking like detox. We could also spend way too long in plummeting around in there and finding out what the heck is in the subconscious. And instead of detox, we're actually spending years and long periods of time on it. My recommendation is you spend a short period of time because things are changing very fast out there. And the more quickly you can divest yourself of attachments to past ways of being, the faster you can create. So I've downloaded, I get the Abraham stuff every day, and some of the stuff is a bit old, but I downloaded a bit of it so I could read some references that they make to following your bliss. It says here, this is not quite about bliss, but anyway, don't let any place, this is Abraham, okay? Abraham is a group of beings who are channeled through Esther Hicks, for those of you who don't know. It says here, don't let any place that you're standing in frighten you. All it is a byproduct of some energy alignment, which only gives you stronger clarity about what you want, and most importantly, greater sensitivity about whether you're in a receiving mode or locked off it. So to me, what I like about this is it's kind of simple, and like Lazarus says, there's no problem too great to walk away from, but this one reminds me when it says locked off it, it's what's in your subconscious that prevents us from kind of moving forward. So if you're paying attention to following your bliss, you're saying, but golly, I'm really quite grumpy right now and I feel absolutely responsible and really tied to my responsibilities. You know what you want to do is you want to call up that feeling and command total release of it. Because when we have, and we all know this, okay, this is old hat stuff, I'm going to remind us all anyway. When we have gratitude, things get softer. So that when it says locked off, you know, if you're holding against something, you feel that you have so many responsibilities so you can't really follow your bliss right now, or this is not blissful or something like that, and you find that place where you are locked off, and you suddenly, you release it, and then you begin to be grateful about what it is that you're in at any given time. It's all part of the same picture. It doesn't matter which spiritual teacher you're talking to, that the energy shifts when we're grateful. The energy shifts when we pay attention to what our resistances are. I was thinking of another thing that I learned. I don't know where I wrote the notes on this. That, oh yeah, I'm talking to somebody about the brain and the brain mapping and so on. And we were talking about how I'll just finish my thought and I'll be delighted to speak with you on this wonderful New Year's Day. And we were talking about the brain and how on his brain mapping system, you can see where people's resistances are, and it's the resistances in the brain that are actually recorded in the brain that prevent our creativity. And it's like, oh, it's the same circle, round and round. Doesn't matter if you're going physiologically, energetically, or what. But today we're trying to move stuff energetically. So, good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm calling from Toronto.
Wonderful.
And
I'm a Canadian, too. You knew that, huh?
I didn't know. That's wonderful.
Yep.
I've just become introduced to your work, so it's really wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm looking to work on two issues. One is stuck in a marriage relationship that's really struggling and feels like there are deep energetic roots to that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm very gifted intuitive.
Oh, you are? Good.
Seem to be resisting working with that at a very, very deep level as well.
What's that? Are you actually working as an intuitive, or are you working as a job?
No, I work as a registered nurse.
What a wonderful combination.
I have people stopping me all the time in my work that get spontaneous readings, and I did for a short time work on that formally as well.
Oh, I just think that you're amazing. Well, anyway, first of all, I want to say, are you willing to give the first name of your partner?
Yes, Gary.
Gary. Okay. Because it seems like you have, you have a huge knot. It's almost like your souls are, it's very karmic, isn't it?
Yeah. Feels like it to me. It doesn't respond to logic.
I'm just looking at him to see. There's a big pressure between you. Do you know that?
Mm.
It's like, to me, it's like a huge pressure that runs down the left side of the body and in through the spine. We're going to get some help from the guides and ask for help. One
Excellent.
Of the things to do is call up those links between you. I don't know what that means, but they show kind of specific energy links in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And he's resisting you quite a bit. Do you know that?
Yes.
And I think he always has.
Yes.
And I always warn people, you know, when you find somebody and you really... you just know them through and through, probably you should walk away.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he's a bad man. I'm just saying that you're hitched up through a kind of resistance, and it's been going like that for several lifetimes.
Yes.
And there's a deep love here as well. That's always the paradox, isn't it?
Yes.
He loves you very much, but he's very mournful about himself. Do you know why that is?
I don't know. He was born into a pattern of shame right from conception on through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that plays a little bit to do with it.
Does he play with metaphysics at all? Does he learn metaphysics?
No, he observes laterally.
Okay, one of the best shame groups of tapes is Lazarus. If you go on Lazarus.com and order those tapes, have you heard those?
I have not, but I'm familiar with the name.
Okay, he's got a series, I think it's four tapes on shame that really, if your husband will go through that, because one of the links that he has with you is based on shame and grief from probably two lifetimes ago.
Yeah.
And he feels threatened by you at a deep level. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
And so as you grow, and this is a real dangerous thing for people who are cellularly aligned, is that the big danger is not that you're in danger. It's that as you grow, Susan, because you have to burst forward over the next couple of years. You have to go into a real expansion. You'll be doing your own work. You've got all kinds of research to do. You've got like some big stuff coming up.
Yes.
That makes him crazy.
Yes.
Isn't that, that's really hard on people.
It's something I from my own soul place, don't understand. I understand the fear of it, but it's, I could no more hold another being back than, you know, stop breathing.
But what's interesting about him, Dahlin, it's not that he's doing that from this life and from his awareness. It's some deep, cellular, ingrained thing. And
right.
I feel this, that if you could call, like call in, you're already an intuitive, so you know how to do this, but you call in your angels and guides and ask them to reveal to you that hitch up, that I need to feel that. And then it's like surgery. You can actually pull it out.
Okay.
And I would do the thing, if you could get him to pay attention to shame, he can get, I can see that he gets a fair amount of elevation deep within, which might make it a bit lighter for you.
Okay.
I'm not sure that you would even want to leave him, you know? It's not like you can't stand him, but it's like
you're
both...
You know, there are two extremely beautiful children between us, and lots of deep patience and guidance on my part to go slowly and to do my own work around the relationship as well, but also just the knowledge that there's something much deeper out there for me as well that I'm avoiding as I stay complacent in the relationship, I guess.
I don't think you can be complacent because even as we speak of it, it pulls on my whole body. There's a contraction that goes on between you.
Yes.
But I believe a little bit like weed pulling, I believe that with the help of your own guidance and with energy and so on, you can start to unhook some of this deep cellular interweaving.
Got
and
it.
The guides are saying this, that if you can get him to do some shame release work, even if it's through hypnotherapy or whatever he would tolerate, you'll find it much easier to cope with this whole thing and decisions will be made easier. Right now it's like you drown in them.
Yes.
Yeah. And he doesn't mean to. It's so cellular.
I understand that.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to watch because, you know, they're not... I know that he's not in a conscious pattern of choice.
Bless his heart, but if he doesn't intend to or he doesn't choose to do something, you may have to just completely unhook yourself.
Understood. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I also see your light, and I'm going, listen, girl, you got stuff to do out there.
I do.
Well, I really am glad you called in, and keep me posted or email me.
Thank you very much.
And many blessings, and have a wonderful new year. Remember, the guides also say, I don't know what your guidance says, but mine says that this is a very, very dynamic year. Many, many dynamics, meaning many things will change very quickly or come up against it very quickly or be released very quickly. And
yes.
And our job is to keep, you know, the visualization, the focus, the intention, the heart.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you, Veronica. You're absolutely wonderful.
Oh, we so are you, Susan. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Well, that was a wonderful call, being so many of us are cellularly aligned. And one of the things the guides always say about that, in the old days, well, things have changed, right? Energy is speeding up, and we're supposed to be taking steps more quickly. We're also helped more quickly. When you set your intentions and when you start setting one foot in front of the other to make changes, you're supported much more quickly than you used to be. Now, we used to take a process, and we'd writhe around it and sweat and cry for 3 weeks. Now it's like 20 minutes. I'm not saying that it's that easy with a soul connection. But one of the things my guides say, I started to say, is that remember to simply love each other, because they, like many of us who are in soul, I have a wonderful soul connection right now that the guides call. I'll be with you in a moment. Thank you for your call. My guides call our connection soul allies, and that's a really wonderful thing. But I have been in the other kind where you're just pulled so hard. And it seems like you can't make any choices. And the guides say this all the time now. Just keep loving each other. And that doesn't mean you don't walk away, but there's always this terror that it's the love that's killing me. No, it isn't. It's the knots and the attachment. Remember, this is a day of rebirth, so we got to unhook. Now we have another caller. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. I should say good evening.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Hi. What did you say?
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much.
And what's your name?
Gretchen.
Hello, Gretchen. Have you got a question for me?
Well, I do. I was wondering, in the last month, I would say, I have had such a difficult time focusing, concentrating. I mean, and this is highly unlike me.
Oh, it is? You're okay. Using... How old are you?
60.
Oh, good. Okay. That's the year of new beginnings, darling. Let me just take a look at your soul journey and your inner. I see. So what's happening here is you are being pulled. You've been a certain... Have you been in a, like a steady... have you been a certain way for a long time? Because all of a sudden you're being pulled out of a pattern and you're going to be shifting and changing the way you do things in the world, the way you sort things out. Are you single?
I am.
Okay. And you have children?
I do.
Okay. But you live alone, right?
I do.
Yeah. There's a huge amount of change going on. I want you to do two things. Look at your blood sugar.
Okay.
All right. Because the thing that happens, our biochemistry is very often a clue to what's going on the spiritual level. So your blood chemistry and your blood sugar and your brain chemistry are being jiggled and joggled. There's an insecurity where you've been secure.
Okay.
And it's like the universe is picking you up and whacking your bottom and saying, come on, girl, it's time to reframe things. So talking about detox, I want you to shift your diet a certain amount. What's your job? Because that's all changing.
I'm a realtor.
Well, it's all changing, isn't it?
You mean from... from that?
Yeah, which town are you in?
I'm in Carmel.
Oh, good. Okay. Here's what it looks like. Is your job is going to change radically. Now, what does that mean to you?
Well, I don't know.
Darling, it's not a bad thing. You have a lot of gift. You have a lot of gift coming through you, but it's almost like you have to have a volcano to blast out some of your belief structure in order to get to the next level of the job. There's something about real estate that's changing so much, and we all know that it's a volatile market, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of places have flopped down, and there's some places that are stable, and I don't know where it's all going right now. We could do a whole reading on that. But they show that you are going to be, it's like disheveled and dissembled, and then change so that you do things differently in your job, and you will look back on this as a gifted time.
Oh, good.
So it seems to me the most interesting thing here is that the biochemistry is revealing your need to expand and grow. You have an evolutionary track that says that I know how to innovate doing it in this different way. You have this whole evolutionary track coming up.
Okay.
You also give service. You know that? You have a real strong light.
I do. Yeah.
And so there's an aspect of this in real estate in which you're going to improve the service that you're giving to the community and to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about muah, it's about your heart, which is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So the final thing is to send you light, because you need to have that stabilizing force, get people to send light, and you call in the light because you're good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really watch my blood sugar if I were you.
Okay.
And it can wobble and make us absolutely crazy, especially when you're as sensitive as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And brain chemistry, you might want to take a look at that. Make
okay.
sure you have enough protein.
Okay.
Do you drink milk?
No.
Do you drink lattes or anything?
Yes. So see, I do get some.
I don't want you to.
No, really.
they're showing me pictures of lattes. I'm going, oh, okay. So I would, and you know what? You don't have to go off them forever. I'm not that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
But in this kind of experimentation, you go off them for a couple of days and go back on. Like 3 days, I think, is the old rule of thumb.
Okay.
And do something really different that you've never done before. I don't know what that would be, but maybe it's green teas or something.
That's nice.
Yeah, just do something that's innovative, because you're very innovative, and
mm-hmm.
a part of you is a little freaked out that you're not able to hold together what you did before. And I'm saying to you, you can't evolve and stay the same, so let's evolve.
Oh, okay.
And let me know if you feel like it. I'd like to hear what happens when you go. Just go off it for a couple of days. You know, you're not being, you know.
Okay.
I was a real coffee freak, and then I read that over 60, we don't have the enzymes to clear the coffee effect from our brains anymore. And I walked away from it like nobody's business because I want to keep my brain, you know.
Oh, really? See, it gives me a headache if I don't have coffee.
Yeah, well, you'll get over that.
Yeah.
The other thing is L-tyrosine is an amino acid. Remember we started talking about brain chemistry?
Yes.
And you might want to flip through the book The Edge Effect by Dr. Eric Braverman.
Say it again, please.
The Edge, as in the edge of your...
Okay.
The Edge Effect.
Oh, okay.
He talks about the lobes of the brain, and when they lose their neurotransmissional output, your brain loses its edge. And he talks a lot about the kind of thing, like L-tyrosine is what you take when you can't get going or if you want to get off coffee or something. It runs the frontal lobe. It's the visionary. It's the part of us that gets going into our vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think coffee is what we use to kind of kickstart that in. But you might play with L-tyrosine and see what it does for you, and then you can go back to coffee if you want, but I would give myself a couple of days and see if my brain doesn't shake back down.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. And then in order to call you for a reading, do I call the numbers on your screen, on the web?
You can do Veronica at Veronica Entwistle.
Okay.
Entwistle. There's no H in Entwistle.
Okay.
And I'll give another number.
Okay.
Which is 510-595-5564. And I thank you for asking that because I always forget to give it.
Okay.
And I should.
Very good.
Many, many wonderful days this year, Gretchen, and I hope to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So we're coming. Boy, we only have 6 minutes left. Can you believe that? And then... Oh, we have more than that. One clock says one thing and one clock says another. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we're talking about detox and rebirth. And in her case, the detox is more of a, it's substance, in, you could say substance in a way, but it's fascinating to me that spirit is pushing her to dissemble a way she keeps herself together because she has to break the crust of her identity to come to the next level of herself. So it doesn't matter for any of us which gate we go into with our bodies, whether you start detoxing the, I was going to do this, the archetype of the feminine, the archetype of the masculine, the mother in your body mind, the father in your body mind. I'm going to give you another exercise before we end. It doesn't matter which approach you take, whether you take milk out of your diet or all flour, milk, and sugar or something, you're still coming toward the same outcome. Oh, we have a final caller. So I'll just finish this thought. Remember today, it's a time of rebirth. It's the beginning of a year. Take something out, whether it's an attachment to someone where you feel it and then command total release, or whether it's something like we were talking about with Gretchen. In her case, it seemed to be milk or the latte kind of thing. Take something out and give yourself a chance to wash yourself out and then create again. Then you add your visualizations, intentions, throw energy out there, fill it with light, and change the world. So you're on the air. Hello. You're right here at the end of the show. Congratulations.
Hello, Veronica. Happy New Year.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your name?
My name's Dean.
Hi, Dean. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. You have a question?
Yes. I don't know how this relates to the topic of what you were talking about, re-cleansing or whatever, but I'm sure it relates somehow.
Everything connects somehow, Dean.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter anyway. It's still important.
Okay. But anyway, you know, I'm a light worker, and I do energy work, and really, I've been working on myself for 25 years, doing meditation for 30 years, and I'm just amazed at how difficult and challenging things still are for me after all the work I've done. You know, I've been through about everything you can imagine, and it's still really hard, you know, and it's really discouraging at times that I feel like, you know, I should have learned this a long time ago, and I should have been much more advanced than what I'm at now.
You know what's interesting? How old are you, Dean?
56.
Good. So you're at the Saturn return, right?
Pardon me?
This is a time of your life, which is another zippity-doo. This is a Saturn return. It's a time where you really go into deep self-evaluation. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that applies, but it seems like I've been there, stuck in there for a long time now.
I know what you mean. What kind of work do you do?
I'm sort of an entrepreneur. I do different investing things with real estate.
Okay, so here's what I'm seeing. Is that you have a journey. First of all, you have a ton of resistance in yourself. Do you know that? I don't know what that is. And I bet you it's kind of cellular, meaning something that you were born with. It keeps you strong. It's kept your presence in the world. Somehow you have a pretty strong presence in the world in certain aspects, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're saying here that your journey in this lifetime is actually about to manifest a certain clarity. And it's a lot to do with, you know, I'm 100 years old, I always tell people that, and I've worked on myself, I can't even tell you how long, and I'm still working away and waiting to get free of it all, but my journey, like yours, is about that job. My personal journey is apparently the most pivotal aspect of my life, and you've got a lot of that going on. You still have a lot of lining of other influences and so on, and I see how ancient you are. You're an old soul, and this is a life where you're clearing things up. And I bet you a dime to a dollar, Dean, you're going to find yourself so light by 57, 58, you'll be finally really relieved. But it's like giving value to the journey that you've been on, exploring who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I just want to send you light and wish you a happy new year and thank you for your call. I hope that helps a little bit.
Thank you, Veronica. I appreciate it. Happy new year to you.
Happy new year.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, it's really interesting because sometimes we don't know how to acknowledge our own journey in such a way as to give it credibility. And I believe that when we start doing that, we see that we've been wrapping around we've been going round and round that great core of ours that wants to seek the light. We've been going round and round it with our own self-exploration. When we start to recognize that, things improve a lot. Anyway, thank you so much for your calls. I really enjoyed them. This has been a very fast show. It seems like we just got started, and here we are, done. But I'm so excited to present to you Bashar, who's going to be our wonderful multi-dimensional visitor for the next show. This is a pre-recorded interview that I've got set up, and I'm awfully excited about it. And because he's just wonderful, he's just an absolutely beloved being who's teaching so much stuff. That's why we're calling him a paradigm shifter. And next week's paradigm shifter is going to be a fellow who's very interesting as well. He's Tim Costello, and he here in Bellingham. He started working with the AIDS situation, crisis in the 80s, and he just is such a compassionate, wonderful man. And then he started doing slum doctors and taking people over. He's got this whole band of volunteers that goes with him over to Africa and works with people in, I believe, East Africa mostly, although I don't know if he limits it. So he's going to come and talk about what it's like to give help in such dire circumstances. So we have Bashar doing the multidimensional thing. And then next week, we're going to have Tim Costello doing very much a third-dimensional trauma. But you and I know that all these things come together in us at any given time. So I'm really looking forward to talking with Tim, too. In both cases, they have wonderful hearts. I love the paradigm shifters we've been talking to. There are so many of you out there doing wonderful things to shift the collective, to shift the consciousness of our species so we can live. What? Heaven on earth and the stuff that we've heard about, like what Dean's looking for. All right. The only thing I didn't do that I really wanted to do was a structure. So let's end this with a quick structure. These structures are very valuable because they give you protection when the collective is swashbuckling and all kinds of deep, dark, subconscious feelings and so on. Get yourself into these structures. You will find yourself safer And also you have an environment, your self-created research center where you can transform. So let's call in above our heads about 2 miles, a golden ball, a very beautiful golden ball. You can feel it pulsing. And below your behind, below your spine, perhaps 20 feet, another golden ball, and drop a filament of light from the upper ball down through your spine, all the way down through into the lower ball. And now around your waist, with about an 8 feet radius around your body, a whole series of these golden balls. You can really feel them. They're so radiant. And then from the upper golden ball to this circle of golden balls, drop a myriad of lights, of pink strings of light. And from the circle of golden balls to the below your spine ball, many, many filaments of light. And now inside this structure, a big golden orb, a beautiful, it's like a crystal ball, but they're calling it a golden orb these days. It's like a crystal ball whose edges nudge the inside edges of the structure. So there you are inside a great ball inside this structure with a canopy up and a canopy down. And then inside of that, there's a double tetrahedron, a three-sided pyramid pointing up, a three-sided pyramid pointing down. So it's kind of like a diamond, and you're inside of it. And now spin your diamond, spin and spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning, now this is enough to manifest, just staying in there. But whilst you're spinning, you can see a magical screen in front of you on which you put little movies, that you actually feel yourself in these little movies of what it is you want to create on the planet. All right, and just spin and keep creating. Remember to feel yourself in the movies. Also, they can be about other people and about dreams that you have for the world. Enjoy that. And when you're done, come back in and spin again in your double tetrahedron. Come back out, but you can set up these structures any time and give yourself protection and enhance your own vibration. This is Veronica Entwistle saying goodbye for now. We'll be back in about 3 minutes with Bashar. And again, I remind you, it's a pre-recorded one. There will be no call-ins. Much love to you all, and happy 2008.